Hello?
Hi, this is Eddie Sell from Opinion Research. Today we're talking about local issues. Europeans are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas, ma'am?
I am.
Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
For a mix.
I'm sorry, what was that?
A mix.
Okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
I would say a change.
Thank you. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? The economy, inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, property taxes, gun violence, abortion rights, healthcare costs, violent crime, illegal immigration and the border.
Probably the immigration.
Thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issue? The economy, inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, property taxes, gun violence, abortion rights, healthcare costs, violent crime.
That's a hard one. I don't know. Probably gun violence.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Steve Allison.
I don't know enough about the candidates right now. I haven't studied them.
Okay. Mark Lehood.
Like I said, I don't have an opinion about the candidates.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Well, I do have an opinion about him. Negative.
Okay. Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat
very unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Laurel Jordan Swift.
I don't even know that one.
Okay. Ken Paxton.
Unfavorable.
Okay, would you say very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Colin Allred.
Don't know.
Thank you. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, a Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I would vote for a Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark Lehood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
That one I'm not sure. Lehood, probably.
Okay. Thank you. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. Mark Lehood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at crisis point in our state and nation, and that now it is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark Lehood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Laurel Jordan Swift.
Thank you. In American culture, Mark, which side do you agree with the most? America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles.
Was that the second one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'd go with the first one.
Okay. Thank you. Values and freedoms. Mark, which side do you agree with the most? Agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Or agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having the rights or choices dictated by government politicians.
Okay, the second one.
Which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the healthcare costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it.
I think probably the first one.
Okay, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion?
I don't think we should ban abortions, no.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. No exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions.
But I have to pick the worst one or what? I think they're all terrible.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't pick just one.
Okay. If you had to choose one.
I don't know. They're pretty all equally not good, so I don't know. I don't have just one.
But you have to choose one.
Okay, pick the one where you're going to punish all the families and all that also.
Okay. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. Are you very strong against that, somewhat strong against that, or it's a weak reason?
It's a weak reason.
Okay, thank you. If elected, Mark Lehood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
Okay, that's the one I would pick. That is very bad.
Okay.
That's a reason not to vote for him, whatever I need to say to do that.
Okay, thank you. Mark Lehood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools running by his contributors.
That's kind of a medium one, somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mark Lehood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection.
Okay, it's a reason not to vote for him or to vote for him?
Well, it's a very strong against, somewhat strong against, or a weak reason.
A weak reason, then, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs, and a spike in migrant crime to our communities.
That's a weak reason, because I don't think that's true.
Okay, thank you. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
Medium, no, I like them somewhat.
Okay. Mark Lehood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses. Would this be a very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Thank you. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school.
Weak reason, because I don't understand what she was doing.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police.
Medium. I don't know.
Okay. Mark Layhood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder.
That would be a strong reason not to vote for him.
Okay, thank you. Layhood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms.
Okay, a strong reason to not vote for him.
Okay. Layhood is on record taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women.
Strong, if that's true.
Okay. Mark Layhood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
That would be a strong reason not to vote for him.
Thank you. After hearing these statements about Mark Layhood and his beliefs, as well as knowing that he defeated a more and more moderate, bipartisan, incumbent representative, Steve Allison in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark Layhood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
Okay, I kind of agree with that.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Uh-huh. I really hate these because it's hard to just do it on the phone and not understand the questions very well. So
okay.
Just put in the middle one, somewhat, for all of those because I don't even know.
This would be really quick.
Yeah, but my opinion doesn't count if I don't even know what I'm saying the answer to, you know. I don't even know what I'm answering to.
Okay. Well, Laurel believes the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales.
So if I say somewhat, is that
if it's a very positive,
that I wouldn't want to vote for, or that I wouldn't want to vote for? That's what I'm not telling, saying, figuring out what this, because this is confusing to me.
It just depends on what reaction you get from every statement.
I know, if I say one way, am I saying yes, I agree with her, or I don't agree with her?
Yes, pretty much. You know, if it's a very positive reaction towards the statement, or it's a negative or neutral.
So I like what you're saying, or I don't like what she's saying. Is that what
pretty
I'm saying?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, well, okay, I like that one, okay.
Okay, would you say somewhat positive?
Let's just say somewhat positive.
All right, thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save
Well, that's, I strongly agree with that. I strongly agree with her there.
Okay, thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share.
Okay, that I would agree with that.
Thank you. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
Okay, I agree with that.
Would you say somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. The former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters. Common sense and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with one to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us.
Okay, strongly agree with that.
Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
Okay, strongly agree with that.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes.
Okay, just somewhat agree.
Thank you. In the legislature, Laura will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers.
Okay, I support that. Strongly support that.
Okay. In this legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
I somewhat agree because I don't know what that is.
Okay. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark Lehood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Laurel Jordan Swift.
Thank you. What is your... Could you please tell me, is your age between 1839, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news and entertainment. TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Probably CNN.
Okay. YouTube TV?
No.
Okay. Facebook or Meta?
No.
TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Well, I watch them, but not for the news. So.
Okay.
This is just if you watch it for news, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. TV channels, Fox News, or OWN?
No, not Fox News.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
Have a great night, ma'am.